going to have the great Dane Morton Anderson in here in just a moment. I really just want to take an opportunity real quick, though, to thank the public relations crew over there with the Saints. Done a great job helping us to line this thing up. And guys like Greg Bensel, Evan Myers, of course, Doug Miller, Justin Massione, Jordy Spital, and Davis Friend as well. Always really helpful with us, and we certainly couldn't have done this without their help. And they were great to us lining up all these great former players. And none greater than the great Dane Morton Anderson, former Saints and Falcons kicker. I always remember him as a Saint. I don't remember him as a Falcon, but nonetheless, Morton, I like your song there, man.
Take it to the top.
Take it to the
top. That's a blast from the past for sure. Back in the 80s now, man.
Hey, Morton, I'm thinking about that. Take it to the top with you and Brian Hansen when you had those giddy-up shorts and you had those
Tennessee waterfall. The Tennessee waterfall hair.
Yeah, we're going to make it. We're going to take it to the top.
It was a special time, man. And I know I said this to you privately. I'm going to say it to you now and everybody else can hear it. My deepest condolences on the passing of your father. He was a great man. He was an authentic, Cajun coonass, and I really enjoyed him. Yeah. And what a great life, well lived. And he'll be missed. And I really treasure the time I had with him. I met him many times with you, and just a great loss, I'm sure, for all of us. So.
Yeah, no, Martin, I know he would go up to you whether you wanted it or not. He was going to give you a big hug. He would not be good with social distancing. Yeah.
No. He would have said screw that.
Yeah. He was one that was a touchy feely and felt like you were his son, long lost son that was born, same time but in a different country. But I know what he thought of you, and he always thought that you were my long lost brother, even though you have a twin brother. He always thought that August 19, 1960, we had that bond.
We're coming up on the 6-0 here in August, buddy. So it's time flies, and just treasure your friendship. I hope you know that. And your father was loved by everyone. So.
Martin, I really appreciate that. And I can tell you what, if you play long enough, you end up being a hired gun. You end up being a mercenary. You and I was part of that.
Oh, yeah.
But how was that night? It's Monday Night Football. The Falcons are 2-0. The Saints are 2-0. And you come into the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. If I can recall, I remember talking with you that when all said and done, considering the atmosphere is like, as a Falcons team, we really didn't have a chance considering the atmosphere that the Saints had behind them.
Well, just to give a little the listeners just a quick background, I had been out of football for 20 months. My last team had been the Vikings in 2004, so I was out of football in 2005. And 20 months later, and 2 weeks before that Monday night game, I'm actually alligator hunting with Tommy Benz, which is a mutual friend of ours, down in Plaquemines Parish. So So 2 weeks before that game, I don't have a job, and I'm out there alligator hunting, not even thinking about it. Hey, in 2 weeks, I was going to be in the Superdome. So that kind of puts it in perspective, you know what I mean? You're right, it was an intense evening. One of the crazy things that happened to me was when I was walking into the Superdome for the game, Bono's guitar tech handed me a guitar pick that was – had Bono's name inscribed in it. He goes, "You're going to need this tonight, Morton." And then at that point, because they were doing the halftime show, it was U2 and Green Day doing the halftime show, and I knew we were in trouble. I mean, when Bono's guitar tech starts handing out freebies to the visiting team, you're in for a long night, and that's exactly what happened. I mean, it started obviously with Gleason's blocked punt, and there was just no way we were going to win that football game that evening. And deep down inside, I was really glad that for the city and for the team that the Saints won, even though I was on the other side of it.
Now, Martin, what can you remember about the game? You made a field goal. You had a field goal blocked. What happens? Because I know you go through a routine and you follow through, and you know, you do whatever it takes to make it. Like all of a sudden, when you have a field goal block.
I don't remember the block. I was actually going through that game in my mind today, and I said, I do remember. I think I got a field goal block, but I couldn't remember how far it was. It's funny. I know all the makes, but the misses, they leave my mind pretty quickly. So you're telling me I actually had a kick blocked in that game?
Yeah. You were one of two, but you had a kick blocked, and I'm sure you'd have been two of two if it wouldn't have been blocked.
Okay, I don't know. I don't remember it.
The great Dane Morton Anderson. Morton, we got to run. Thank you so much for jumping on with us, and hope you continue to stay well and stay safe.
Yeah, you guys.
Hey, Martin, I love you, and looking to hook up with you in the future.
Love you too, buddy. All the best. See you.